has been said that the Tanya's son was the Mittler Rebbe, who was his Mamala Mokim, who succeeded the Tanya. And for a short while, the Mittler Rebbe lived in the same house together with his father. So the situation once was that the Tanya, in the middle of the night, the Balatanya hears that a child is crying. And it was his Einikel. Not as it was the son of the Mittler Rebbe. So the Balatanya went into the room of the child, and he sees how the father of the child, his son, and Bechlal, he's oblivious, doesn't hear Bechlal the cry of the child. The Balatanya, he approached his son, the Mittler Rebbe, and he said to him, he said, "My dear son," he says, "I want you to know it's tremendously choshev to me to see the Gewaldige Madrege, how it's shaykh to be so steeped in learning, not even to be able to hear the child crying. But I want you to know, no matter which matzav a yid is, a cry from a Jewish child has to be heard even when you're learning Torah." The Tanya. We are being mamshich here. This is on the Tanya's. All Tanya editions are follow the same pattern, the same amudim. It's page 12 in the Tanya's. And it's the fourth, fifth line. Again, we start from V'chei Nefoshes L'gabe Nefoshes in Perik Beis. Just before we go there, let's just recap a little bit. The Tanya here in Perik Beis was talking about the particular Nefesh Hasheni, the second high-level Neshama that only a Yid possesses. And the Tanya pointed out that this is a Chelek L'kai Mimal Mamish. And as we emphasized already last week, when the Tanya says Mamish, because it's a Pasuk in Iyid, actually, that talks about Chelek L'kai Mimal, but as Chazal say many, many times, Chazal want to say that many Psukim are maybe Guzmas, it's merely hyperbole. The Tanya says here it's not. Duzal Savistin, it's a Chelek L'kai Mimal Mamish. That a Yiddish in Yishome is Mamish, a Shtik, and a Chelek of the Rabbi Nishalayim. So just to show you a little bit, we have here on the sheet, Avin Ashsogev, the Mal of a Yid. We say that his nishom is a chelik l'kai mimal mamish. Let me just show you just two pieces of chsam sefer. The first item that we have here on the sheet, that is the chsam sefer in Parshas Kisiso. But the chsam sefer addresses himself and he says the relationship between the three highest levels of kedushas that we have. In the Jewish people we have Atayra de Gidin, we have the Mishkan. What can be holier than the Mishkan? The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the house of Hashem. Kedusha Shabbos. And then we have Kedusha Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer as follows. Ki yedua shekedushas Mishkan hi kedusha nefloa. There's no question. You talk about the greatness of the Kedusha of the Mishkan as Kedusha nefloa. V'ho yitzar basiyosa, in order to make a Mishkan, it was needed chokma utfuna v'das. You had to have incredible intelligence and wisdom. Kemoi b'shemayim v'ores k'mashom r'chazal. Some sages are referring to that in order to build a Mishkan, you had to know the formula of creation. If you remember, Chazal say in Brochus, which is referring to that Yodei Hoi B'tzalel, right? The Yosius, right? Litzar of Behem, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used in order. So we think of a Mishkan as just being some walls and a couple of Urias and all of that. That's not how you build a Mishkan. You needed a tremendous Chokhmah Tevun Avodas, Chokhmah Bin Avodas. Void, even more than that. The creation or the building of the Mishkan surpassed the Chashivas of creation of Shemayim V'Yoretz. If you ask something, somebody, what's more Choshev? Creation of the world? Or building a Mishkan? You think building of the world? He says no. Chazal, a matter of fact, say the Ilu Hoson regarding Bria Shemayim V'Yoretz Biyad Echad. The pasuk describes creation with one hand. Kedechsiv, the pasuk says Av Yodi Yoz Doretz Yodi, one hand. But the Ilu Mikdash Hashem. But when it comes to the Mishkan, Koinenu yodecho b'shtei yodayim kibiyochel. Kibiyochel, of course, it's not besoizen. We don't understand one hand, two hands. Kibiyochel Yishvorecho doesn't have these features. But the fact that the very fact that the Pasuk describes it as such is in terms that we are able to understand it. We can see that the building, the construction of the Mishkan is even more choshever. Two hands, kibiyochel, are involved. Whereas Briya Shemayim V'yar, it's only involved one hand. Now, so as great as the Mishkan is, right? But yet we know Shabbos is greater than the Mishkan. Because when you have a conflict, what to do? Should we build the Mishkan, right, and be Mechal Shabbos, quote? Or should we not? Should we keep Shabbos and not build the Mishkan? What's the halacha? Mishkan is not, Binyan HaMishkan is not Derech Shabbos. So we see that Vafilo Hochi Shabbos is greater than the Mishkan is. Mishkan is even more choshev than Briya Shemayim V'yoretz. And as great as Mishkan is, Shabbos is even greater than Mishkan. Therefore the Torah wrote and connected Mishkan, right? The parish of Mishkan, the Torah wrote it together next to Shabbos to teach you She'ein Melechus HaMishkan Derech Shabbos. Nimtzo? So now, by a simple order of succession, we know that Nimtzo Shabbos is Odiv Mibriya Shemayim V'yoretz of Mikdash Hashem. In other words, you know, if A is bigger than B and B is greater than C, so A is bigger than C. That's the Chayshim. So, if Briya Shemayim V'yoretz is choshever, if Mishkan is choshever than Briya Shemayim V'yoretz, and Shabbos is choshever than Mishkan, so Shabbos Avad is more choshever than Briya Shemayim V'yoretz. And Mishkan? Now, V'nei'ksiv, Setach Sam Sofer, in spite of all that, the Torah says further, Ach es Shabsoisai, Ach is a mute. Sometimes you don't have to keep Shabbos. What if Chazal Darshan, L'mayit Pikuach Nefesh Yedoichi Shabbos? Oh, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, when it comes in saving a Yid, Kuach Nefesh overrides Shabbos. Which means that a Nefesh Yisrael has more Kedusha than Mishkan, a Nefesh Yisrael has more Kedusha than Shabbos. Because Shabbos is above Mishkan. And a Nefesh Yisrael is above Shabbos. So you see the greatness of a Nefesh Yisrael? And Nefesh Echad Yisrael Odev Min HaKoil. V'atam, and what is the reason for that, says the Chassam Sofer? Why is Nefesh Yisrael so great? Ki Yisrael dveikim b'Hashem mamish. He also uses that similar lotion. Yinar dveikim b'Hashem mamish. They are not apart. They are not merely side by side. But they are dveikim b'Hashem mamish. Va'asidim sheyikru b'shmoy yizborach in loset lovoy. Klal Yisrael will be identified being called by Hashem's name. V'sheyoyim ruleth name kodesh. We say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh in front of a kodesh baruch hu. Kodesh will be said in front of the Eden. Alkein, therefore, inhu, Klal Yisrael, adifa min hakoil. Klal Yisrael, therefore, are above and above everything. So you think all of the greatest possessions of Kedusha that we have. We have such a gewaldige maton of Shabbos. We have something called a Mishkan. These are the greatest items of Kedusha that we have. And yet, above all of that, above Kedusha Shabbos, above Kedusha HaMishkan, Ayid is nechaylige. Ayid has more Kedusha than Shabbos and the Mishkan. The Zeharem is, you know the order, Shema, look at the order, Yisrael, Hashem. So he says this is in ascending order. In other words, Ki Shema is Rosh HaTevis. Look how wonderful. Shin is Shabbos, the Mem is Migdosh, the Ein is Oilam, Briyas Oilam. Who comes after that, higher, is Yisrael, and then comes, of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shema, Yisrael, Hashem. He says, Ulamala Mehem is Yisrael, above these three, above the Shema, above those is Yisrael. The Ein Aleihem, the only thing above Klal Yisrael, Kim Hashem Yisrael. Doesn't exist anything. There is nothing that exists in this world, in this universe, that's above Kedushas Yisrael. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More than Shabbos, more than Mishkan. That's the Koyach of Kedushas Yisrael. So I just want to show you, just in a different mokim, where this theme, this idea, again, was expected of a Yid. What's the potential of a Yid? We see the tremendous, tremendous penemius in koiches of kedusha that a Yid has. So there's some say for four lines in the drush of Shabbos Hagadol. It's in a different place, and he says as follows: a new interpretation. What we say every year, we say this in the Agoda, v'ner li, b'mashonu oimrim, we say b'chol doir, v'doir we say chayev liras esatzmoi. Right, the Yid imagines kilu hayotzem mitzrayim. Right, he's supposed to imagine every year as if he went out of Mitzrayim. Now we think about it only in Pesach night, right? When did you go to Mitzrayim? Pesach time, right? Shenema v'yisono hoitzi misham. Some Sofi says, it's not referring to Pesach. What's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, of course, is a life of Yerida. Mitzrayim is a life of Tumah. Ervas Oretz. Some Sefer says that Yid is expected every day to reach new heights in his Avodas Hashem, that yesterday's Matzev was like being in Mitzrayim. Can you imagine? In other words, even though yesterday I also was a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, and the day before I was also a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, but you don't remain stationary. You don't remain in one place. It's supposed to be a Heilich. And the Madrege that a Yid is supposed to ascend to the next level, that the next level, if you compare it to yesterday's level, I just left Mitzrayim. Today's level, compared to yesterday, says the Chasam Sofer, V'achavona shebechol shona, or yes, every year, Yizkadish Yosef Yosef, that every year, L'maisa, a Yid is supposed to rise to a higher Madrege, at she, he says, Sheyire, it should appear, Kilu kudishoso sharachshov, who bechines Mitzrayim, keneged, or neged kidushoso shis alevi yiskadesh mikan ulahalon. The kedusha that is going to attain now in the future, his future kedusha should always be higher and higher and higher, that by comparison, there should be such a dichotomy that the previous kedusha, the kedusha of yesteryear, should be like Mitzrayim. It's an amazing thing what's expected of Yid. And the idea is because if we would realize what we have, the tremendous oitzrus, the tremendous treasures that every Yid has, chelik elikai mimal mamish, or the Chasam Sofer's lashon, the veikim b'Hashem mamish, then we can see that we have all this yata shemayim, and we have all the wherewithal to be able to do it. So now we go further back to the Tanya. Continue on. The Tanya basically, just to go here, remind you, is addressing himself to the following question. Tanya made a statement before that every Yid, not only some Yidden, or some specially Yidden, privileged Jews, every Yid's neshama comes from the original source of Chelik Lekayim Yamal Mamish, from the highest, highest level. Even a Yid, who you look at him, is a Kal Shebekalim. That may be his anhoge, that might be his practice. But the neshama that he possesses is a Chelik Lekayim Yamal Mamish. The question is, how is it takizoy? How do we find? The Tanya said, the fact is, the madregas of neshamas we see are different. Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama, says the Tanya, was gevaldig gemayla, was by far superior to the neshamas, he says, of our generation, or even other generations, certainly our generation, which is sickness of the Mashiach. And even the Tanya said, relatively speaking, in every generation, the Gedolei Yisrael, their neshamas are compared to the head and to the brain, whereas other people's neshamas are compared to the heels of the feet, or even to the nails of the feet, which is the lowest of the lowest. How does Shaykh that you have these various madregas, that the level of these neshamas, they vary from yid to yid, if it all comes from the same source? How does that happen? So the Tanya goes on further, just expressing, first of all, telling us more of the differences, that even though they come from the same source, there are differences, and how do these differences take place? How is it possible? The differences that we have, says the Tanya further, that v'chei nefoshos legabe nefoshos, we find that there are similar chilukim between nefesh and nefesh. In other words, the level of nefesh. Because as we mentioned, there are three levels: nefesh, ruach, and neshama. We bederach kol always talk about a neshama, and we point out Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama and so on, and the Yovas Hakdoshim, their neshamas were far superior than the neshamas of other Eden. But not only the level, the neshama level, but the nefesh level, which is the lower level. Some Yidden, their nefesh level is also higher than the nefesh level of other Yidden. As he points out, ki kol nefesh. The fact is that every nefesh, kelula menefesh, ruach and neshama. It means that every nefesh basically consists of three parts. It's called naran in the Sfarim. Nun, resh, nun. Nefesh, ruach and neshama. We see that what? That there are differences in the various ranks of the neshamas. Nefesh is lower, ruach is higher, neshama is even higher, right? And being that we see the different ranks, we see also that the neshama level of neshama, it also varies from one yid to another yid. It varies from one yid to another yid. And you'll ask yourself, if they come from the same source, how can all of these different levels, how can they vary from yid to yid in every area? How can they level? Just want to mention, when you talk about nefesh, ruach, and neshama, just the way the Mekubalim explain it, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, nefesh represents, that's the maisa. That's where the koich ha-maisa comes from. In other words, the fact that a yid has a koich to do a maisa, that comes from which life force? It comes from the life force called nefesh. Ruach involves midos. Ruach involves midos. That is the character of a person. That's represented by the area Ruach. And Neshama, that's the Koyach HaSeichel. The Neshama is the Koyach HaSeichel. So the Tanya tells us that the different madregas, which means the different levels that exist between person to person, is not only in the Neshama level, but also in the Nefesh level. Which means that even though at first glance, when this Yid does a Mais and this Yid does a Mais, it's the same. In other words, the Tzaddik puts on film, and the Samayid puts on film. They both did the same Mais, they would appear at first glance. Superficially looking, the Mais is the same. Does the Tanya know that there's a difference between Mais and Mais? Why? Again, Ki kol nefesh kulula minefesh ruach neshama. It means ki kol nefesh. It means any maisa that a yid does, he invests his midos and his seichel are also in it. When I do something, it's with my entire being. I do it not only with my mechanical hands and all the chelik of nefesh should be that I have, but also with my midos and with my seichel. So mamela, the chilukim adregis between ruach and neshama, they find their expression also in nefesh. Because a person, when he does something, which comes from the koyach of nefesh, his midah is his mashkia, and also takeh seichel as well. So kaponim, so the Tanya says, so here we see all the differences between yid to yid. Says the Tanya, nevertheless, I want you to know, mekol mokoyim, nevertheless, shayrish kol nefesh ruach neshama kulam. But the shayrish, the root, I don't care which yid. I don't care which yid you're going to point to. The shayrish, in the Lamaisa, it turns out that's different. The Lamaisa is different. His Nisham is higher than his, but not in the Shayrish. Not from the Shayrish what comes from. Where it comes from, the Shayrish of every Nishama, Ruach Nishama Kulam, whether Meresh Kolam Adregis, from the highest of all Madregis, could be Moshe Rabbeinu, could be Avraham Avinu, could be anybody. At Soif Kol Dargin, till the lowest of the Madregis, Hamalubish, those neshamas that embody beguf amei ha'oretz, v'kal shebekalim. You hear what he says? No matter who, meresh kol madregis, the highest madregis again, till soif kol dagim, nimshach mimoyach ha'elyoim, all are derived, right? Which it comes from the supreme mind. Mimoyach ha'elyoim. It all comes from the supreme mind. She chochma yiloha ki biyochel, which is the supreme chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Tanya pointed out, the same way between Av and Ben, which we're going to explain, where the Ben, right, is derived from the Tipa, which comes from the Moyach Av, every Neshama comes Kibiyochel, Kibiyochel, we explain it, we say it, is Kibiyochel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Moyach. Every Neshama that comes from the highest level, Mishchochma Eloi Kibiyochel. You notice when the Tanya expresses himself, he talks from the highest Madrege, Neshamas of the highest Madrege, Atsoif called Dargin. Right, I saw it called Dargin. You notice he switched from Lashon Kodesh to Lashon Arami. Meresh kol amadreges, that's Lashon Kodesh. At soif kol Dargin, right, till the soif of madreges, to the lowest madreges, to the lowest ranks. Why did he switch to Lashon Arami? The emes is because the Tanya, when he's pointing out to the dichotomy between Neshamas Yisroel, Menakotza Lakotza, from one to the other. And when he's trying to show you the highest madrega he expresses in Lashon Kodesh, and the lowest madrega he's expressing in Lashon Targum, because Targum takes, of course, a back seat and is a much lower darge of a Lashon than is Lashon Kodesh. And just to illustrate, to understand what Targum is, and maybe this will explain why the Tanya, when he speaks about the lowest madregas, he switches to the madrega in Lashon Targum. Atof Kol Targum, take a look at the sheet over here. We have here some cipher in the drushes. We had in last week's parasha Vayikra loy lovon yegarasa hadusa, when they made a bris between, right, liktu avonim, they collect stone, they made a pile of stones. Yaakovino lovon, Lavan calls it, what does he call it? Yegar Sahadusa. That's Targum Lashon. The Yaakov Koroloi Galait. Look at some cipher says. Isa Bemedrish. The Medrish says, Ki Yaakov Avinu Olavasholam Hoyloi Kitsas Oynish. Here it is. A new idea. Yaakov Avinu was punished somewhat. Al shigoram shenichtev b'toyre beis teves aramis. We say she'll be at Goyim Givet. You don't get it. Woman said it. The idea, the fact that Yaakovina is making a bris with Lavan, so this conversation ensued, right? Yaakovina shkedatum keshaychus with Lavan. The guy that down there, you go your way, go my way. He got down, they sat down across the table. So now Lavan said something, Yaakov Avinu said something. This was now recorded in the Torah. So it was due to Yaakov Avinu's input, if you will, one way or another, that Targum Loshen finds its way. Nuvus as a gefelich, says the Medrash. He says, Galeid miturgim yigarsa adusa, right? So because of being a geirim, a cause, and certainly sort of like an indirect cause, says the Medrash Yaakov Avinu had to suffer some sort of an oinish. So Mosefet says, V'yitochen, he says, the merames, the tevis, galeid, the word galeid, al klolis loshen hakodesh, ki hoye ben Yaakov lelovan. In other words, the idea is, this is basically a fundamental difference, possibly, this is just a simen, between Lavan and Yaakov. Yaakov represents loshen hakodesh, Lavan represents Targum. Yaakov koroloi galeid, v'lovan yigarsa hadusa. So you have a shtikl asogi, we see what kind of a tremendous yirida we see here that Loshen Targum has, that because of having, right, of being involved of bringing two words of Targum into the Torah, Yaakov Avinu suffers an einish. We see the Targum is a low language. That's Lavan's language. See, talking when the Tanya wants to emphasize, that no matter how low a neshama is, it still emanates from the same source. When he says the lowest madrega, he even uses Loshen Targum. Because Loshen Targum, that's Lavan's language. That's a Lavan digi madrega. That's the association of Targum is associated with Lavan. Zatzov kol adargin, using in Loshen Targum. I want you to know how low we're going. Now I want to show you something, an amazing thing. And this will explain a practice that many, many Yidden, at least everybody should do it, on Erev Shabbos, which is the Bimavir Sedra. Rabbi Yonison Eibishitz and Sefer Ahavas Yonison. Rabbi Yonison Eibishitz and Sefer Ahavas Yonison. In Parashas Chukas, we have it here on the sheet. In the Haftorah, at the end of the parasha, he says like this. The Chsiv, it says, by Odom Arishon, if you remember, after he was Choyte, Kosh Baruch Hu had this Lahat HaMispapeches. It was this rotating blade, right, to make sure that he doesn't go into the Gan Eden back. Lahat HaCherev HaMispapeches. If it's misapeches, it means it has its ups and its downs. Sometimes there may be something positive, and sometimes it is ra. Kigoin. Im yizku Yisrael is hapech acherav l'toiv. Kirasiv it is a posik in shoiftim, the posik says that acherav l'ashem. Vim lo yizku chaz v'sholem nimser acherav l'yesov. Depends who holds the sword. Sword is neither good or bad. Depends who has it. If you have it, it's not so bad. If your enemy has it, it's not good. So the chera misapeches means if you can be zoicher, then it'll be l'toiv. And if not, it'll be l'ro. Fine. The chsiv it says l'char b'chotichir. That's Esav. Now, the Isa. Says Rabbi Yonis and Aibishis. Look what he brings the Zohar. Sheloshu na koidish nikra cheref toiv, v'targum nikra cheref ra. Amazing thing. Loshu na koidish. You can accomplish tremendous things with Loshu na koidish. Cheref toiv. You have a cheref in your hand? You have a cheref toiv? Right? You can accomplish great things with it. Cherev Ra is destructive. The Zohar HaKadosh describes, right, as a mashal, as a metaphor, between Cherev Toiv and Cherev Ra, that's the distinction between Loshen HaKadosh and Targum. Now look here. But the Yitzchak Aibishi suggests to give a reason. The Tam Lodova Yeshloimer, Yipnei Sheba Loshen HaKadosh, Tachlis HaMispor Hu Echot. Right? Echot. You start, right? Start with one. One. One is the basic number. Everything is made up of many ones. I mean, 10 is 10 ones. It depends how many ones you have. But one, that's the basic element, is one. Is one. Echod, that's how you say one in Loshen Kodesh. You say Echod. Echod is Gematria Yud Gimel. That denotes Vuhu Yud Gimel Midois. That refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu San Hoge, all the 13 Midois. Shem Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanun. Also in Misper Kotten, Yud Gimel 13, Misper Kotten is 4. Because you add up the 13 is 1 and 3. You add it up, is 4. So the Gamba Misper Kotten, Oil of Dalad, Kodesh Baruch Hu's name also has 4 letters. V'ushimoish la Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vov Kei. Again, Loshen Kodesh Echod, which is the basic number, basically is Yud Gimel, either 13, or Dalad, which represents the Dalad Oises of the Shemoish la Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you say one in Targum? You don't say Echod, you say Chad.
chad gadya.
Right.
The lashon ha-targum tachlis ha-mispar hu chad. Chad is gematria 12, 8 and 4. 12 is yud-beis. V'hu yud-beis mazolos. That's this world. This is oilam hazeh. Oilam hazeh has the yud-beis mazolos. V'zeh ha-simil le-oilam ha-shofu. So, b'kitzer, you see, lashon kodesh, of course, is the cherev toiv. Targum is called the cherev ra. When did this cherev, this turning cherev that the Pasuk is referring to, when did it happen? After the chet of Adam Rishon. What was the day of the week that Adam Rishon was chayte? It was Erev Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos, we have this cherev hamishapeches, right? That has, which consists, cherev hamishapeches, it means on Erev Shabbos we have this cherev which consists both of a cherev toiv, turning, and a cherev ra, which according to the Zohar, cherev toiv refers to Lashon Kodesh, and Cherev Ra is referring to the Targum. So on Erev Shabbos, we have here the tension, if you will, between the two Cherevs. Cherev HaMisapeches. So on Erev Shabbos, we have the tension between the two Cherevs. One representing Lashon Kodesh, one representing Targum. So what does the Yid do on Erev Shabbos? His Maver said, there is Shnai Mikra Vechetargim, Chad Betray Bottle, becomes Bottle Beroiv. That's called Bittle. If you know a little bit of Yeredeya, not Bittle Beroiv. Chad Betray. Right? So one pasuk of Targum becomes bottle in two psukim of Lashon Kodesh. The chad betray bottle. The idea is to be mevatel the cherev rav, the cherev hamisapeches. To be mevatel that koich. Beitzen Eibshin says this. Look what he says. So he says, Shebeoisoi pam chot odom arishin, oisoi pam, he means that time, Erev Shabbos. The goram, it was an Erev Shabbos that he was goyim shiti cherev misapeches b'yoylon. Oh no, misakin. So we are now misakin. Erev Shabbos, you misakin that. We want to rectify that. How do we rectify? Hey, bottle chad betray. We want to be mevatel one in two. So it's shnai mikra lechet targum. Lekach amru. Therefore, Chazal also say, you know, when you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it says don't put the emphasis. She says shloyarech ba'alef. Don't be marach on the alef. Now, people say echod, maybe on the ches. But if you're going to make a long aleph, then what's left is chad. You don't want to say chad. Chad is target. It has to be echod. You have to make sure that the aleph is connected with the ches dalet. That's the reason. Shleyach ba'alef. Shleyir, it shouldn't appear k'moy shomar chad. The yuvan gama medrash. Now we understand this. A medrash tenchume. Medrash tenchume. Look at Chazal say. The koidim shechot odom rishon dibra b'loshon ha-koidish. Targum. So you see the difference, right? The difference that describes to us Lashon Kodesh versus Targum. One is Kodem Achet and one is other Achet. Lashon Kodesh is Kodem Achet, Targum is Acher Achet. Targum. So again, it's Yitochen. Again, it's Yitochen. That the Tanya, when he talks about the Lo Madreges, so he says that also Lashon Targum. Because Targum, that is the simon of the lowly Madrege. That's the simon of Chet. That's the simon of someone who really has a strong Yerida. Either like the Chassam Sofer pointed out, Lovan, Yegar Saduso, was connected with Targum, or after the Chet of Adam Rishon, he himself after the Chet, was not qualified to speak Lashon Kodesh anymore, but I had to speak Lashon Targum. That symbolizes Chet. So if I want to emphasize the lowest Madrega that a Yid could fall, so the Tanya does not say in Lashon Kodesh possibly. He says, Atsoiv Kol Dargin, he says, Atsoiv Kol Dargin. But I want to show you something beautiful. Look over here, number 5 here on the sheet. From the Chinuches HaTorah, that the Rebbe Reb Heschel. Rebbe Reb Heschel from Kruke, by the way, was the Rebbe of the Shach. And the Shach, in a few places, he brings down the Rebbe Reb Heschel in his parish Shach. And the tremendous, tremendous loss, remember, Chlal, for Chlal Yisrael, is that there's hardly any Chidush HaTorah, Kemat, from Rebbe Reb Heschel. And if you look into the writings of the contemporaries of the Gedolei Yisrael, talking about the 1600s, right, 4 centuries ago, whenever they mention Rebbe Reb Heschel, they all talk about him as being the Godel Hador. The Shoin is like Rabban Shokol B'nei HaGoyla, tremendous, tremendous titles. I mean, Lefi in those days, where there were Gedolei Yisrael, renowned Gedolei Yisrael, he takes the lead as being like a Rabban Shokol B'nei HaGoyla. Well, the Rebbe of the Shach. There's a sefer called Chanukas HaTorah, which is a short vertlich, which was gleaned from different sfarim here and there, about the Rebbe Reb Heschel. I'm supposed to have said it, all right? Ken Zanyo. Here, he says as follows. Arami, Oyvedovi. Arami, Oyvedovi. Who's that? Lovan. Arami, Oyvedovi, Ve'er Mitzrayimo.
Says the Chinuchas HaTorah, you have your number 5 on the sheet. Yesh Lufarish. He says, Apima Disa B'Sefer Gal Yurazia. Gal Yurazia literally means a Sefer, Gal Yurazia, that reveals secrets. It's a Sefer called Gal Yurazia. B'Zeh L'Shoina. B'Shvil Shehevi Yaakov Avinu Loshen Targim B'Torah. Remember, that's what the Chassam Sefer brought down that Medrash? Here again, it's being second. Here we have again, Medrash again. Because Yaakov Avinu brought in Kod Loshen Targim B'Torah. Lovan Koroi Yigar Satuso. V'Yaakov Korole Galeit. Bishwakach, boy Yisrael, begolus Mitzrayim. Get his word. Because of that, he went to Mitzrayim. Went to Mitzrayim. Ein Shom. Says the Rebbe Heschel. V'yeshloimar. D'zeh Shom Rakosu b'pashat v'yeshev. So maybe one can read between the lines into the pasuk in v'yeshev. It says, V'yisu einayim, the brothers raised their eyes, v'yiru, they saw, v'inei orches Yishmael and Boah, right by Mechiras Yosef. Do you see here a group of Yishmaelim? Where are they coming from? Megilad, Lahoyrid Mitzrayimo. So Rabbi Heschel, Gilad reminds us of Galeid. It was because of the history, the Galeid history, because of the exchange that Yaakovino had with Lovan concerning Galeid. That was the Sibel Lahoyrid Mitzrayimo. That's the remez shteitzer behind the words. Ratzaloimar. Shiro, the brothers, they understood this. They saw this. They had this tremendous oimek ha-machshove. Shiro, shibo, megilod, galeid, hoil shiyakov, hevi, galeid. Loshen Targum b'Torah, he brought the galeid, which was supposed to be galeid. He brought it in Loshen Targum. Lekach huchach Yosef l'hoir Mitzrayim. So Melo Yosef had to go to Mitzrayim because this was the plan now to bring the Eden down to Mitzrayim. V'ibazoi, look what he says further. V'zeh shomar ha-kosef. Arami! Lashon Arami. Arami means not, you know, the cheater, you know, the fopper. Arami means the language. Arami because of Lashon Arami, Oved Ovi, Vayered Mitzrayim. Rotzeloimer, Bishvil Shehevi Ovi. Who was Ovi? Ovi was Yaakov. Who was the one who was at fault? Who was being faulted with bringing Aramish into the Yaakovinu? So Arami, Oved Ovi. It did him in. Arami, Oved Ovi. In which way? That Vayered Mitzrayim. It was all because of Loshon Arami. Bishvil Shehevi Ovi Loshon Arami B'Toyra Zoyz Goram Shokach Huchrach Leiru Mitzrayim. So Agavi says V'yesh Lefarish Gam Kem D'zeh Shomer Balagoda. The Balagoda says Vayered Mitzrayim Melamed Yankovinu Shoyu Onus Al Piyadibur. He didn't have a choice. That's Poshe Pshat. Onus Al Piyadibur means it was Exeris Akosif. There's another Pshat. You know what Onus Al Piyadibur means? Onus al pi adibur daike, the dibur, it was the loshen. The dibur means rotzeloyim bishvil shedibur Yaakovino loshen Arami imlovam. Lakacho you onus later Mitzrayim. This is not good in Mitzrayim. Onus al pi adibur. It's just that it's just an amazing idea to put into posit. It's just this is the idea. This is a pshat remez drush soid. I mean, there's different ways of, you know, it's like codes when you look in psukim in the Torah. See how many kavanas that can be behind. Now we understand what we see codes. We understand codes because of modern technology. We know what's behind the code. We can see words here and we see how much it can be read into it. Of course, not the Poshe Pshat, that's all Chachma. Chachma is how much is hidden. All the sides that are Genuzim, which are found over there. So, Kaponim. So, what we have over here is, so go back. So, Kaponim, so we see here the idea of Loshon Arami. So, now, we continue with the Tanya. So, I want to tell you first by heart what the Tanya is saying, and then it'll go very smoothly. The next few lines will go smoothly. Basically, what the Tanya wants to say is the following. Yeah, I want to answer the question. If all neshamas, if each and every neshama v'yid comes right from the original source, from the machshava, from the chokhma yiloh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how is it that we have these variations, all of these degrees, the different levels of the different neshamas? So the basic part that the Tanya says that the klal is from where this comes from, the yisoid basically from where this comes from, the yisoid that the Tanya says is, as we're going to see soon, he says, first of all, he says, it's Nimshach, right? Everything comes Memoyecho Elyon. Just see one word as he says, take it further, Memoyecho Elyon. Look at Biyocho, look what he says further. Kemoshel, just look a line further, and then we'll stop. Kemoshel HaBen, HaNimshach Memoyecho Av. In the same way that a child, right? A child is derived, he comes from the father's Moyach. It's from the Tipe that comes from the father's Moyach. Shafilu Tziporne Raglov Nishavu Mitipe Zumamish. Even the nails of the feet, which is the lowest part of the child, all come from the same tippet. So you see that what? You see that from the same source, you can have all different madregas, even though they come from the same source. a child is born from the same tipe, right? And the child, of course, has all different kinds of Eivarim. Inside the brain of the child, which is the most sensitive, which is the most choshev, inside the nails of the feet, which is the lowest of the lowest, all come from the same tipa, all come from the Mo'ei Cho'av. So you see, it's shayach to have all of the different madregas yet coming all from the same source. And how does that happen? Lamaisa, how does it happen? So before we go further, let me just explain it, and then we'll see inside. The idea is, the Tanya tells us, like the marshal of a ben who is nimshach memoye chav, right? Like the ben who is nimshach memoye chav. What it means is very simply, it means is, if you look, the entire physical body of a child is derived from the tipa which originates from the father's brain. In spite of all the different evarim that the child has, in spite of all that, which varies so greatly from the highest to the lowest, as we said, from the brain, even to the nails of the feet, all these different evarim lamaisa, they all emanate from the father's moyach. So how did this radical difference take place? How did these things happen? How did it happen? The Tanya says that basically these things happen through a development process. A development process 9 months in the womb. Because that tipa, right, spends 9 months in the womb. And when it spends 9 months in the womb, what means is the more gashmizig, or the more materialized a particular component of the tipa becomes, the more it actually moves away from its original state and becomes an entity with its own unique characteristics. In other words, the transition that happens with this tipa, that takes place in the 9 months in the womb. It undergoes a development process. It undergoes a development process, which means that lemaisa, even though all the organs, right? The fact is that all the organs, yeh, ech, sheyeh, right, all come from a common source. But the maisa, in the process of development, so you have differences, which are so diverse as between the brain and the nails. That's the way it works. So the end result, the maisa, is that the nails, in order to be alive, to grow, they also have to derive nourishment from the same source, from the same life force. So the lowest of the lowest, in the body of a person, the body of a child, right, up to the highest of the highest, which is the brain, everything basically comes and it's bound to the source. And even the nails are bound, because the nails also have the same exact same life force. And it all came from the same tipa. The reason it changed, that one became a brain, it's in the development stage within the womb. So now they go, they depart and they branch out. Although from the source, they all came from the same source. But lamaisa, they underwent the process of development, which was in the womb of the mother. So the Tanya says the same thing, process of development, neshamas also. The Tanya tells us, in Nishama which comes, which is a chelik elikai mimal, which comes from the oilam eswal yoinim, it has quite a trip to come down to this world. And in order to come down to this world, it has to cross many, many different worlds. Until the Nishama finds its way, not just in this world, until it becomes clothed within the physical body. The Nishama has to come down many, many worlds. And as we know, just the Tanya's going to mention Bekitzer, because he's not getting into it now, but he mentioned Bekitzer. There's basically four worlds. The Olam HaAtzilus, right? And then you have the Olam HaYetzira, right? Olam HaBriya, then you have Olam HaYetzira, then you have Olam HaAsiya. It's Rosh Tevis Abia, Aleph, Beis, Yud, Ayin. Olam HaAtzilus is the highest world. That's mamish as close to godliness as you can get. And that's called the world of emanations, if you want a translation. And then comes the next world, is the lower world, right? Then you have the, which is Olam HaBriya, that's Ori Kosh Baruch Hu. And then Olam HaYetzira forms it, mamish, and Olam HaAsiya is down this world. The neshama has to go through all the different worlds. It's called the hishtalshlus. And as it goes through each world, the neshama descends each world, and it becomes affected. It becomes affected and loses some of its great madrega that it had from its source. It's like an elevator, you know, that comes from a higher floor down to a lower, and has to stop at each station. Depending what you meet at the station, you know, that's how you're going to be affected. Depends what's there at that station. So the same thing, the neshama has to go through a hishtalshlus of many oilomis. It comes down to this world and it clothes themselves into the person. So mamela. So again, all neshamas basically come from the same source and from the same root, which is from Chochmei Eloah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the neshama has to come through a multitude of worlds it has to go through. The neshama has to descend through a multitude of worlds and levels. So this descent creates changes in the level of the neshama between one neshama and another, because one's neshama can be affected different to a greater degree than another. That's the way it is. Some, in the same way that the tipa, right? Some chelik of the tipa, a brain comes out of it in the womb. The changes take place in the womb, in the 9 months in the womb, and from certain chelik becomes nails. Even though the tipa is all the same tipa, everything came from the same source. The neshamas also are affected. The analogy is, as the tip is affected in the womb, the neshamas are affected in their hishtalshulis, in their way down, in their descent, coming down the multitude of worlds to different levels down to this world. Here is where the neshamas change madregis. That's why you have some people happen to have higher neshamas, and some people can have lower neshamas. That is the idea that the Tanya is going to tell us, and we're going to see it right inside. So, by the way, that's one part. So one part has explained. Just want to say, so one part that's being explained is that in spite of the fact that you see low neshamas, as he said, even kal shebekalim, that may be lemaisa now, but the source, the shayrish of this neshama, the lowliest neshama, it all came from the same source, from the Chochmei Lo. Why is this neshama lower? Why is this neshama higher? Because in the ishtalshlus, coming down became tainted, became affected. Some became affected more, some became affected less. In the same way that the tipa changes, right? From some, a chelik of the tipa turns into a brain, and a chelik of the tipa, right, in the womb, turns into even nails. So the same way the neshamas also, various neshamas turn into one thing, and other neshamas turn into something else. These are the various degrees. Now, but the main akuda is that after all is said and done, you're talking about a neshama in its lowliest state. In its lowliest state, the Tanya tells us it's still connected and unified to the Chochmei Lo, but it's still connected. That's the important thing. That no matter how low the neshama is, the fact is it's still connected. It did not cut itself off. It's still connected. Why? So he goes back, and we'll see it inside soon, as I'm saying, just so we have the picture. Going back to the same moshel as to the Ben and the Av. If you talk about the Ben and the Av, the nails of the Ben, he says, the nails of the Ben are also connected to the Moich of the Av. Why? Through the unity to the Moich of the Ben. In other words, the Moich of the Ben, right? The Moich of the Ben, of course, in essence, comes from the Av. And it's the Moich of the Ben that gives life to the nails. So the nails are rooted in the Moich of the Ben, and the Moich of the Ben is Nimshach from the Moich of Av. So the Ben really is, the Moich of the Ben is the vehicle, is the conduit that actually is mechaber and connects even the nails of the Ben also to the Moich of the Av. Because the nails of the Ben derive their nourishment from the Moich of the Ben, and the Moich of the Ben is Nimshach from the Moich of Av. The same thing now with the Nishama, Moshul and Nimshul. The same thing. The idea is as follows. He says, the low Nishamas, which are in the Bechin of Tzipornayim, the low Nishamas are in the Bechin of nails, he says. He said, what happens is, you know why the lowest neshamas can be connected to the Chochmei Lo? He says, because the lowest neshamas, every yid, he says, by being connected to the neshamas of the tzaddikim and the chachabim of the generation, the tzaddikim are the bechin of the moyach, the bechin of the roish. The nails derive the nourishment from the moyach, right? The moyach being the tzaddikim and the chachabim, and the tzaddikim themselves are connected to the Chochmei Lo. So even kalim should be kalim. If they are connected and they are attached to tzaddikim and chachomim, so memela, they are the Rosh Alfa Yisrael. They are directly connected to the original source. So even ameyoretz in kal shebikalim, their pnimis is chelik l'kai mimal, and memela, they end up being also still connected to the Chochmei Lo. And by the way, the phenomenon is, Tanya says as many prokim later, that you see, and we should not be tested, but throughout history, when push came to shove, that period is through the period of the Inquisition, when Yidden were forced to give up their religion, you'll find that people who were ready to die al Kiddush Hashem were lav davke the greatest tzaddikim only. You find simple Yidden, or even Yidden that seemed to be removed, but if they were asked to convert, they'd be ready for Mesiras Nefesh. Where that could have come from? Because that neshama, even of Kal Shebekalim, still remains connected to the Chochmei Lo in the pnimius of the Yidden. Maybe outwardly it doesn't show it, but that spark had to be ignited. And wakes up, the Tan says, as a shlufa digi spark, says the Tanya. It's like a nitzutz. It's a hava musteret, the Tanya uses. We'll see many prokim later. It's a hidden ahava. It's there. So all you need is to ignite that spark. And when that happens, he says, it turns into a flame, into a burning flame. And every yid has that capability, even a kal shebe kalim. So let's take a look now at the words of the Tanya inside. So he says, Kemoshel HaBen, I want you to understand that every neshama is like the moshel. You can compare to the ben hanimshich mamoich ha'av. It's like a ben. Of course, it was derived. The tip is derived from the moich of the father. Shafilut tziporne raglov, even the nails of his feet of the ben nishavu. Right? From where does it come from? It comes from a tip is umamish, from the exact same tipa. The brain of the child and the tzipornaim come from the same tip of the av. Al yedei shehiyosa tishah chadoshim bebetenu, by being 9 months in the womb of the mother, right? The yardu memadrege lemadrege, right? Through that process, it goes from madrege to madrege, right? Changes continually. Hishtanois ulis havois memenet zepanayim until even nails are formed. That's how it happens. Vimkol zeh. But after all is said and done, even when you have nails, nails is the lowest, but nails is part of the life force. Nails grow. Nails are alive. So vim kol zeh oidenu kishurim yuchedes, right? Even though it has been so changed, right, to become a substance of nails, but nevertheless, he says, it's still connected b'yichud nifle v'otzum, with a mighty unity, the mehusa v'atzmusa, with its essence harishon shehoisa tipus moichav. So mamil, it's still connected v'gamach shobeben, and from now on in the sun yenikas atipernayim, right? Where do the nails receive their chius, their nourishment? Nimsheches ma'amoich sheberoish. It comes from the child's brain, which in turn, right, the child's brain retains the substance of the source from the brain of the father. So the nails of the child receives nourishment from the child's brain, and the child's brain is from the brain of the father. As a result, it comes out that the nails of the child is connected to the higher chochma, to the moich ho'av, to the medium of the moich haben. Gedisa b'gemara. I'll show you a raya that the nails remain connected to the father's brain, that the nails of the child, even the nails of the child, remain connected to the father's brain. What's the raya? Kedisa b'gemara, the gemara says in either. The gemara says, loivin, which means from the white, it means from the drop of zera, that loivin shemimenoi gidim va'atzomoiz v'tzipernayim, right? That all comes from it. It's the bones, and you have the nails of the child, right? So this is what you have. Let's leave out the brackets here. This is the Tanya has. It says, the Kocho Mamish, and says, and this is exactly the same analogy, the same moshul, he said, that we're talking about, is the relationship between the neshama, even of the lowest yid, that there's going to be a connection directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? To the tzaddikim. In other words, the low neshamas are the nails. The tzaddikim are the moyach. The nails are connected to the moyach of the child, as we said. And the moyach of the child to the father's moyach. The tzaddikim are considered to be the moyach, the brain, and the tzaddikim, their moyach is connected to the chokhmah lo to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the nails, meaning the lo neshamis, which are connected to the tzaddikim, are automatically therefore also bound and unified with the chokhmah lo. So the kocham amish kibiyochel, b'shoyrish kol ha-nefesh ruach neshama, with regard to every nefesh ruach neshama, shall close Israel by every yid. He says, l'malo, he says, concerning everyone, he says, when it comes down, how did the neshama become low? If it all comes from the same source, so how do we explain? On the way down, coming down through the various multitude of worlds, the moshul is to the tipa in the 9 months of development, right? Some of it turns into nails, so to the neshama, which has to also has its yirida, it has its descending degree by degree, memadrege lemadrege, al yedei hishtalshelus ha'olamos, by coming down through the various worlds, right? It has various stops, various stations to make. It goes through, and these are atzilus, and these are bria, a second world, yitzira, third world, asiya, which is the fourth world, mechachmosa yisbarfu mekishbarfu's wisdom. Kedarsiv, as the pasuk says, kulam bechachma osiso. It means that everything comes from chachma. In other words, Chochmah is the source of all the Ishtalshelus, no matter what, keeps descending and descending. But the source of it is Chochmah Hashem. And therefore, Nishavu Mimenu, from this descent, becomes the Nefesh Ruach Neshama Shalom Oris of Chusei Erech. Just like nails are formed, here also, through the Ishtalshelus, through this descending, coming down from all the Olamis, some of them turn into, these become the Nishamis, right, of the Amaratzim, as he points out, and the Algemeine Yidnizet, Pechuso Erech. Vim Kolzeh, but nevertheless, the good news is, no matter how low the Nishama might have fallen, gone through this Ishtalshalis, this Yerida, Madrege, Acha Madrege, but nevertheless, notwithstanding all of this, Oidenu Kishurais and Yuchodois, these lower Nishamas that remain bound and connected, the Yichud Niflo, the Otum, in a mighty unity, be Mehusim Atzmusim Arishin, with their original essence, Shehi Hamshachas Chochem Eloah, which basically is an extension of the Chochem Eloah. How is it connected? How is the lowly Yid connected to the highest? As he points out to the Tzadikim. Ki Yenikis V'chius, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Shalom, Oretz. Where's the nourishment? Where's the nourishment of the Chius of the lowly Neshamas? They have to draw nourishment. So the Chius, the Yenikis, the drawing of the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Shalom, Oretz, who Menefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Shalom, Tzadikim, V'chachomim, Rosh, B'nei Yisrael, Shebedorim. They are the Rosh, B'nei Yisrael. They are the heads. These are the Moyach. So by drawing, right, their life force from the tzaddikim, who represent the head, the brain, so all Yidden are connected to the source of Chochmah, which is Chochmah. We know the famous Chazal say, Uludov Kaboy. There's a mitzvah to connect, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does Shaiach, the Gemara asks, how does Shaiach to connect the Gemara Ksubis, Kuvyur Aleph? How does Shaiach, the Gemara says, Eish Ochloh? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eish Ochloh, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a fire. How's the child consuming fire? How's the child to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu? So Chazal says, "Shekol Adovik b'Talmud Chucham is Mala Ulav Akusiv Kilo Nidbag B'Shchina Mamish." That a person's doving a Talmud Chucham, it's considered as if he's actually connected to the Shchina. How could that be? In other words, how can a person equate, right, being connected to a Talmud Chucham as connected to the Shchina? However, says the Tanya, the way we explained is good. Kal Yidei Deviki b'Talmud Chucham b'Talmid Chachamim. Through being attached and connected to Talmid HaChachamim, so Kishurais Nefesh Ruach Neshama Shalam Uaretz. So now the Nefesh Ruach Neshama of the Amoretz is connected, he says, the Mehusa Narishin Visharsham Shebachach Meloah. By being connected to the Tzadikim, they now also are hanging onto the same rope that the Tzadikim are hanging onto. And being that the Tzadikim are connected directly to the Chach Meloah, so in the Mele, even the lowly Neshamas, by being connected to the Tzadikim, are also connected to the Chochmah Loa. We're going to stop here now. Next week, we'll also be Mamshich to discuss the Cheshivas of being connected to Tzadikim and to see how this benefits, of course, we see each and every Yid. And then the time we'll discuss, and what about those Yidin who are not connected to Tzadikim? There are Yidin who are even Mevazda Tzadikim. So what is their Koyach, and what is the Koyach of sustenance and the Koyach of Chiyus, which will be continued next week.